Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with two volunteers from International Marine Wildlife Conservation Organisation, Sea Shepherd UK, recorded at the Stop the Grind demo in Trafalgar Square on the 16th of October, a demo organised in response to the massacre of a superpod of Atlantic white-sided dolphins by Faroe Islanders last month.
Hello, I'm Tina. I'm one of the Sea Shepherd volunteers who are attending the protest today. I'm here because I have actually witnessed the slaughter of pilot whales in the Faroe Islands. For me, this is not tradition. For me, it is bloodlust. They do not take any regards to actually wiping out a whole family, a whole generation. I've witnessed how they have killed adults, juveniles, and even pregnant pilot whales. And it is the same as in Tajie, where they drive hunt dolphins. In Tajie, the difference is that they do it for money, where they actually capture the dolphins. And the ones they can't capture for the captivity industry, they then slaughter for their meat. In nowadays, in this time and age, there is no place for such killing anymore. We are not depending on the whales and dolphins as a food source. And therefore, I want this to be stopped. And that is why I'm here. I want to raise awareness that it is going on. And I want that people start to put pressure on governments that they do not support this and speak up against the killing. Sharing on social media, reaching out to their MPs, reaching out to governments, also reaching out to Denmark to ask them to stop. Use the hashtag Stop the Grind and share. Talk about it with friends, family, just to get awareness out.
Hi, my name's Kez. I'm a senior volunteer for Sea Shepherd UK. I've been a part of Operation Bloody Fjords, which is the Faroe Islands campaign. I've been over to the Faroe Islands twice. I've witnessed one grind of trap of 210 Atlantic white-sided dolphins. So that is the same species of dolphins that they have wiped out, the 1,428 today. Whilst I was on the killing beach and watching their boats drive the dolphins in, I experienced and documented to the world adult dolphins being killed. I witnessed a baby dolphin that was no bigger than a foot long being slaughtered. This was not humane slaughter. These dolphins was killed by knives. One of the dolphins actually took over 7 minutes to die. At that time, when I was there in the Faroe Islands, we caught the two men that was actually killing the dolphin. We caught them on video and by photograph to get them recognised, and we put out money to find out who they were. And the Faroe Islands blamed it on Sea Shepherd that we'd set up the dolphin massacre. So I'm here today to raise awareness to the world. We want the pilot whale and the dolphin slaughter to end. We want, as Tina explained, we want the governments to support us because this is brutal. It does not belong in 2021. The Faroe Islands, it is a tradition. They have been killing pilot whales for over 1,000 years. There is no reason for them to kill these pilot whales and dolphins anymore. We believe it is a blood sport. And we are here today because it's been over a month now when they slaughtered the Atlantic white-sided dolphins of 1,428 on the 12th of September. And they have sat on their hands. They have not responded. they have kept quiet, and we want the Faroe Islands to respond, and we want them to know that the world is watching, and we want them to know that we will not stand for it anymore. And Sea Shepherd and people around the world, we, Sea Shepherd UK and Sea Shepherd as a whole, Dolphin Freedom, British Divers Marine Life Rescue, all different organisations have now joining us to stand up, including Dominic Dyer, to come together to say that we are putting pressure on the Faroe Islands, and we will not stand for this any longer, and this will end by all of us together, working together. And I'm just so grateful to be here today with my Sea Shepherd volunteers, because when you've experienced something like this, as strong as we are, because we are strong and we stand fast, we also are human beings and we feel that, you know. So being here today is quite an emotional day for all of us, and to just feel so supported, and we are so grateful. We are grateful for this podcast today. We are grateful for everybody attending, for the photographs, just everything, to try and get this out in the media and to keep pushing it out there, because, you know, it's been over a month and we haven't forgotten, and we're not going to forget, and we're going to fight and fight and fight until this ends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to create a shortcast of your own, please get in touch. You can leave us a message at offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk, on Twitter at otlpodcasts, or on Instagram at otlpods. And if you'd like to hear more powerful audio supporting animal rights and the environment, we're on all the major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.